And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm saying, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, this show goes like from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden, all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn and stretching over to Fort Benning. And y'all, I do mean there's even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're going back to the phones right now. I've got a guest coming on who's not been on the show before, but man, she is out there making waves already. So Macy Petty is coming in just a moment here. Macy Petty, she is a four-year NCAA volleyball collegiate athlete, played at Lee University, which is right here in our listening area up there, I believe in Cleveland, Tennessee. And she got involved in legislative matters when she was still in her dorm room in college. And she is now currently working as a legislative strategist and a women's sports spokesperson for the National Organization of Concerned Women for America, which is a great organization, very conservative, very solid, very well-respected. Macy Petty also, though, by the way, can talk firsthand about what it's like to have to play against a dude who thinks he's a chick playing in women's sports, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. So let me just quit talking and bring her on right now. Macy Petty, welcome to Right Side Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making time. Hey, listen, before we go too much further, am I correct that you were there last night when the vote went down in the Senate?
I was, yes. I currently live on Capitol Hill, so have been in the nitty-gritty following this bill and was there in the Senate gallery watching as the senators were casting their votes on the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act.
So let me ask you this. I mean, were they just casting their votes reluctantly, or were they, like, joyful to vote no on this? I mean, were they hanging their head in shame, or were they up in arms and excited to do it?
Oh, it depends on the senator. Some of them couldn't be more proud to replace women in sports with men. But some of them, you could tell they knew that the vote that they were casting was the end of their political career. They went up there, and they were kind of reluctant. I would like to believe the Lord was convicting their hearts, but they knew what they were doing, and they cast their vote anyway.
Yeah, all of them, like in lockstep. So was there, I know that you were up there doing your part, you know, lobbying for good conservative policy through Concerned Women for America, but who were the groups up there lobbying against the bill? I mean, I can imagine who they were, but who did you see out there doing the lobbying on the opposite side of the aisle?
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of them in the gallery supporting it, but I'm sure a lot of that happens behind the scenes, you know. And I'm sure a lot of them are the groups that financially profit off of mutilating children's bodies, because ultimately that's what this comes down to.
Yeah.
But like I said, none of them were there to openly champion this or stand there in person as the votes were cast, because few people want their faces actually attached to something that has such bad public opinion ratings.
Yeah, and there's quite a few of them. They're actually up for re-election in 2026, and some of them from what I would call purple states, even leaning red states, like Ossoff in Georgia.
Ossoff in Georgia, that's exactly right. He is up for re-election in 2026, and Georgians are not happy about this. 73% of Georgians oppose men and women's sports, and that's what Ossoff is going to have to answer to in 2026.
Yeah, you know, and I saw a poll that said that generally speaking, on a national level, upwards of 79% of Americans on both parties agree that men and women's sports is a bad idea and they don't want it. 79%. And I jokingly say, you could poll, do you love your mother? You wouldn't get 79%.
I heard somebody joke that this bill's more popular than ice cream, and I think you just couldn't be more right. It's so funny. But you're right, 79% of respondents. And you know who conducted that poll? It was the New York Times.
Oh.
Even the New York Times admits 79% of people see clearly on this issue.
Wow. Well, I know you see clearly on it. Obviously, you're doing the work on it, but let me ask you this. I understand you had a situation where when you were being recruited to play, you know, by college scouts, you had to play against a guy at one point. What was that experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, like you said, played college volleyball. I'm really tall. Your listeners can't tell that over the radio, but I'm really tall. My dad is 6'8", so as soon as I can walk, they started teaching me how to play sports. But I knew pretty early on I wanted to play college volleyball, and so did all the things that kids don't typically want to do. I spent a lot of time in the gym, practicing my skills, weightlifting, sprinting, doing those things, and got involved in club volleyball because that's kind of the gateway into college sports, because These big club national tournaments are where scouts, college scouts, can see all of the athletes at once. And of course, I never got to go to prom or do vacations or anything like that because I was always at these club tournaments. But at one tournament in particular, I walked up to the court and I saw a lot of college scouts there to evaluate our skills. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm nervous. This is kind of my moment where I need to show off the things I had been working on for so long.
Yeah.
And then I look at my opponent and he's in basketball shorts. And I was like, what is going on? And I see him play. I'm like, this is not right. This is a boy. You know, it's pretty obvious. But this was five or six years ago at this point. And so this wasn't really a debate happening on a national stage. It was certainly not, you know, a presidential campaign promise by any means. This wasn't something people were talking about. And so I just kind of assumed that it was cheating and that the rulemakers were going to find out about it and put a stop to it. And I couldn't be more wrong. Obviously, this has only continued since then, and I learned that these rulemakers didn't have our best interest in mind or fairness in general. And so I was asked to testify for the first time, like you said, when I was a freshman in college, just from my dorm room at Lee. And when I first heard of a Save Women's Sports bill that said that boys have to play on boys' teams, I'll tell you, I thought it was the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my life. It's like, what do you mean we need a bill that says boys have to play on boys' teams? But I testified on it anyway, and it didn't pass because they told me this wasn't a real issue, that I was making it up. But here we are, 5 years later now, and the president has promised to restore integrity to women's sports, and he followed through on that. I was able to be there on stage with the president as he signed the historic Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports executive order. And of course, we're now seeing Congress work together to try and codify these protections. Unfortunately, there are Senate Democrats who are completely committed to blocking such protections. But it's amazing to see how this issue has developed and seen how it has emboldened female athletes in their pursuit of truth and their defense of truth in their communities and public square.
Well, so you were actually there the day that Trump signed the executive order.
That was such a
great moment. And I look at it and I thought, Democrats handed him, first of all, a political coup. They just handed it to him.
Oh my goodness.
But then
I know.
But
that,
then let me ask you this. The mood looked like it was jubilant. It looked sincere. And my question was, Democrats say it was showboating on his part, but my view was he appeared to be very heartfelt and sincere in it.
Oh, it absolutely was. I couldn't help but tear up a little bit as I was standing up there and I watched the president of the United States come up and just acknowledge all of the, you know, truly like heartfelt champion female athletics and promise to stand with them and us. There were some girls there who were maybe five or six and just starting to kick a soccer ball around. And then there's also athletes like myself and Riley who have faced the, you know, of course, fallout of putting men in women's sports and have since retired out of college sports, but are still in the fight because of what we experienced and trying to protect the next generation. And so it was really cool to just see the multi-generation standing on stage and having a president, like you said, that was just truly championing female athletics and just the joy that we were able to share on stage. Because like I said, many of us were in this when we were told this wasn't a real issue. So to see someone who recognized just how much the former administration had been putting on female athletes, it was a wonderful, beautiful time.
Well, that is so cool you got to be there that day. And let me ask you this. We got about 3 minutes left here. So one of the things that I think we're going to deal with now that we don't have a law in place at the national level is this patchwork quilt of states doing their thing. Some states, Tennessee, Alabama, a number of others, we just heard Indiana today, mm-hmm. are saying mm-hmm. ain't going to happen in our state. But then you got California, you got Maine, you got a bunch of others that are. You're going to have, I mean, as a collegiate athlete, you had to cross state lines to play other schools. So
absolutely,
the NCAA has got to get their act together on this.
You're exactly right. And there is federal legislation. There's been federal legislation for 50 plus years. It's called Title IX, and it says on the basis of sex. But we have, of course, presidents who have been unwilling to recognize that it's on the basis of sex. And so while I'm grateful for President Trump and his wonderful executive order that is protecting women's sports, we have already seen that he is committed to implementing that in his administration. But we, of course, need to codify those protections and that clarification that men have to play on men's teams under Title IX protections. And so Senator Tuberville, of course, has been just a fearless leader on this issue in the Senate. Got to watch him vote for his legislation last night, which was such an honor because I know that that's something he's worked so hard on. But of course, the vote did not go through and it failed via filibuster. But public opinion is only increasing on this. You mentioned that New York Times poll, which increased 10% in only a year.
Yeah.
So as we see President Trump implement the fact that boys have to play on boys' teams and girls have to play on girls' teams, I think public opinion is only going to keep growing. And hopefully, of course, politics will adjust and these senators who are completely out of step will eventually get out of the way of the American people in our political representative process. But we also shouldn't forget that, of course, S9 failed last night, but we also have H.R. 28, which is the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, which passed in the House.
Right.
So the Senate does have another opportunity to vote on this. Hopefully we can get some more support on the ground and have people let their senators know how they can best represent them when they go to vote on this legislation. So there definitely is a bright future ahead and lots of opportunities to continue working to codify those protections.
Well, you are an excellent spokesperson for your cause. Let me just go ahead and tell you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No, so do I. I mean, literally, this was we got this connection here like, an hour before I went on the air, and I never had a chance to speak to you before, but I'm just sitting back thinking, you've got a career in being a spokesperson. There's that.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, thank you. I, like I said, started off just a scared little freshman in my dorm room, but we have a program called Young Women for America, and the entire program is just focused on equipping young high school, college, and young adult females who want to go out and maybe have a passion for policy or just defending truth in general. And so the whole program is focused on equipping young women for that call that the Lord's leading them to. And so I'm very grateful for the way it has equipped me to do things like this.
Well, it's awesome. And you work with Concerned Women for America. Is there a website you want to direct people to so they can go find out more about it?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's concernedwomen.org. We have a great, we have different state chapters, but also ambassador programs and influencer programs for anyone who wants to get involved. And we're a Christian nonprofit, so we just want to help equip women to go out and defend truth in the public sphere.
Oh, it's outstanding. Well, listen, on behalf of my wife, my daughter, my granddaughter, thank you very much. Stay in the fight, and we're going to have you back on again, all right?
Oh, well, I look forward to it. Thank you so much and have a blessed rest of your day.
Thanks, Macy Petty. We appreciate you. Yeah, that was great. I mean, man, does she not have her firsthand knowledge and legislative knowledge together on this issue? I mean, she's actually there last night to watch the vote. She was actually there when Trump signed the executive order. She was actually on the court with a dude playing against her trying out for collegiate volleyball. And then she was a four-year collegiate athlete herself. All right, we will keep tabs on her because I think she's going to be doing some stuff. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.